I call this meeting to order. This is a special session of the Civil Service Commission. Today is Thursday, October 28th, 2018. It's 8 a.m. We're in the Cochise County Board of Supervisors hearing room located at 1415 Melanie Lane, Building G in Bisbee, Arizona. Roll call, Mr. Wallace.
Here.
Ms. Wright.
Here.
Ms. Jacobson is excused. Ms. Giacomino is excused. And Ken Budge is here. It's myself. And looks like our staff liaison's not here. We are here to review the involuntary termination of Mike Turan pursuant to Personnel Rules and Regulations, Chapter 7, Section 3. As last time you were here, though, Mike, we are trying to set up a few ground rules time-wise. I'll give each side up to 15 minutes for opening statements and closing statements, and if you need that much, and try to keep the overall testimony a little over an hour and 15 minutes at most, an hour and a half, so we can get through this in a timely manner. So if that's okay, we'll start with the city. They have the burden of proof to start opening statements. Thank you.
My name is Kylie Crawford. I'm with Pierce Coleman. With me is Steve Coleman. Thank you for being here today. You are here today to determine whether the city appropriately terminated Michael Turan for failing to perform his job responsibilities. Mr. Turan served as a grade 3 operator at the city's wastewater treatment plant, the plant that's responsible for treating the city's wastewater and ensuring it's properly sanitized before it reenters the environment. In order to hold a grade 3 operator certification, Mr. Turan had to meet certain educational and experience requirements and pass a test administered by the state. Under the law, as the grade 3 operator, Mr. Turan was the sole decision maker with regard to all operations and maintenance at the plant. There was no one above him. The key documents for operating the wastewater treatment plant are the permits issued by the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality, or ADEQ. These documents outline plant operations and what is to happen in certain events. Another key document, one required by law, is the plant's contingency plan, which outlines the procedures to follow in case of an emergency. These documents essentially constitute an operator's Bible. The evidence will show that in July and August 2017, in response to the presence of E. coli bacteria at the plant, Mr. Tran began using chlorine to disinfect the water so that the samples would reflect less bacteria. Susanna Vetter, a grade 1 operator with the city, someone with much less experience and training, believed that the use of chlorine was not in compliance with the ADEQ permits. The evidence will show that Ms. Vetter shared her belief with several people, and several people approached Mr. Turan, who assured each of them that he was the operator, he was in charge, and that the use of chlorine was just fine. As the person legally in charge of the plant, and as the only person who had the training and certification to run the plant, the city had no reason to second-guess Mr. Turan. However, in May 2018, the city received an email from the ADEQ stating that the permits clearly did not allow for the use of chlorine as a disinfectant, and that any such use would need to be reported to ADEQ. Accordingly, the city initiated an investigation. Through its investigation, the city learned, one, Mr. Tran's use of chlorine as a disinfectant was not allowed under the permits. Two, despite all his training and the fact that he was the sole decision maker regarding the operations of the plant, Mr. Tran had not even so much as read the permits governing the plant. Three, Mr. Tran was not aware that the plant even had a contingency plan, which is required by law and which would have specifically told him how to address the E. coli situation. And four, Mr. Tran failed to report high levels of E. coli and the use of chlorine as required by the ADEQ. Mr. Tran's conduct amounted to complete failure to perform the position for which he had been hired, the only one only he could perform. Furthermore, his conduct poses significant risk to the environment and the community, as unpermitted, improperly monitored chemicals were released from the plant. Mr. Tran's conduct also led to a notice of violation from the ADEQ, something that could result in significant civil penalties and possible suspension or even revocation of the city's permits. Given the serious nature of this misconduct, the city determined that it could no longer employ nor trust Mr. Turan. Accordingly, the city decided to terminate his employment. We ask that you uphold that decision.
Thank you. Mr. Tran, your side.
Okay, I'm going to make this really simple. Members of the commission, I stand here before you, not with hopes that I'm going to get my job back. I have already come to terms with that. My termination was based on allegations created by a whistleblower whose story had no truth and it was embarrassing to watch. The same whistleblower who was caught 2 days later sabotaging the plant's E. coli samples to suit her story. This same whistleblower not only created this problem, but controlled the time frame in which it had happened. And I just, right now I want to read my brief history of my employment with the city. I was hired in February of 1995 as a wastewater collections operator. And that's the people who deliver the sewage to the treatment plant. Everybody knows that's real basic. I was the first employee in Bisbee to obtain a grade one in wastewater collections. That's how long ago that was. I worked this position the first 5 years of my employment. I experienced the consent order process, went through all that with ADEQ, and that was a long road that everybody went through. The city, you know, went through this for many years, and I worked 3 years as the lead operator at the Mill Gulch Wastewater Facility. I accomplished many good things there. Things that the books say are not even possible. From the year 2003 to 2016, I worked repairing all the sewer lines, and I repaired hundreds of them. I devoted all my time with 100% devotion. I worked in the fire suppression, repairing, and a lot of people know me out there for what I've done with that. I was operator of record for the wastewater collection system. I was operator of record for the treatment facility, and I'm also operator of record for the city of Tombstone maintaining their facility. And in order for the commission to actually understand what was truly going on at that wastewater facility, we would have to go through a stack of papers that's not even worth wasting anybody's time. Bottom line is my hands were tied behind my back. Mr. Heretic, I had no control of that wastewater plant and the people in it, and I was set up to fail. So I'm not going to waste anybody else's time here. I have a wastewater facility I need to go check in Tombstone, and I apologize for wasting your time coming down here now. Everybody, have a good day.
Okay, let the record show that Mr. Tran has decided not, or has pulled his request for the civil service meeting, and that at this point in time, I'll ask our city attorney, but I don't think there's anything motion we need to make, is there?
No, Mr. Tran has withdrawn his appeal, so you may adjourn.
Okay. All right, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
So moved. This meeting adjourned. 8:10. Yeah.